We're in the middle of the Gemara. We hear in the Mishnah Machlokes, Beishami and Beisilu, Beishami Oimrim Layitalam Kainenim Ibaidyayim, that he has to do a pu'ule in the Geisles, that he wants to, for Yontif, he has to do a pu'ule Erev Yontif, that will make sure he won't be mischaret, won't be chayis on the Geisles and Yontif. So the Gemara asks, three lines when the Gemara starts, why does he have to be mefaret now, Erev Yontif, which Geisles will be taking? Let him just say that he's going to take from this Shoivach Lamocha. And which ones is he making? He's making the ones he'll choose tomorrow. And we hold yesh breire. So lemaise, so I'm making now the ones I will choose tomorrow. V'chiteime beisilol leslo breire. Maybe you'll tell me beisilol holds ein breire. So you can't make a hachone now. And that which will become this bara lemocha. So it's not true. Was nan hameis babayitz. V'loi psochim harbe. Kulon tmei. If you have hameis in a bayis, and there are many psochim leading out from the bayis, is kulon tmei. So underneath the mashkev of all these psochim, it is now tmei. Even though this is not the oihel of the mace, this is a bazundra oihel. Now, since it's safe to melotzeis, so memeles are the all tome. Niftach echad mehem, if one of these psochim got opened up, so now we know that it'll, that the safe to melotzeis will be from this door, is hu tamei v'kulon tahirin. So whatever is under this door is tamei, and all the others are toyer. Chishav lohetziyoy be'echad mehem. But if he didn't open up any door, but he was mechashev to take it out from one of these psochim, oy bachaloin sheyesh boi arbo al arbo, is matzeles al kol ha-psochim kulam. So again, this machshove is mevarer that the tume is oimed lotzeis from this door, and memele, so the others are toil. Beishamai oimrim bohu shechishev loitziyoy ad shalayomus hameis. When does machshove help? He was machashev before the meis died. So when the mace died, we know now that he will be taken out from this Pesach. So the safe to Molotzes is from this Pesach. Ubeis Hillel Oimrim af Misheyomus Hameis. Beis Hillel says no, even though the Machshove came after he was Nifter. So the Machshove helps, and the Gemara held now that the Machlokes is that the Machshove helps now the Mafreya, that what he was Mechashev now, which Pesach was Mechashev now to take out from, so that's the Pesach that it was aimed to be taken out from. So we see, we hold Yesh Breira. Let us see Rashi. Leslo Breira, V'chishoke Lamocha, Dilme Loihani Azmin. Maybe you'll tell me that Beis Hillel doesn't hold a breire. And the Meile, when he'll take tomorrow, Dilma loy hani azmin. Maybe he wasn't mazmin these, he was azmin other ones. Vuhulei hizmin es kulon. Elokadei tzolchai. So who says that this is the one he was mazmin? Al kaponim, this is Rashi l'shitosei, samachlikis Rashi, and Taisvis in many places, what the Svara of Ein Breire is. Others say the Svara of Ein Breire is that one cannot make a chalois now on something that is not mevurer, and will become Nisbara Ba'osit. That means that you can't say, let's say now when the mace died, so the there is one Pesach that the Tzeif to Malot says. So you have to say, now this Pesach is Tzeif to Malot says. Because of a Biru, which will happen later, because of a Machshava, which will happen later, we say that now this is the Pesach that Tzeif to Malot says. So Tosfos in Erevin says, like you can't say, there's no, if you hold Ein Breire, I can't say that it was Nitfas and this Pesach Tzeif to Malot says, from a Biru which will occur later. And the one that holds Yesh Breira holds that it can work, it can be Nitvas on something now, a Chalois, which will be Nisbara later, which will be Nisbara later. But Rashi, Rabbi Chanan here is Mevaya, Rashi does not learn like this. Rashi learns that you can never make a Chalois on something which is not Mevura now. There's no such thing. So Al Kochoch, the man Yomot that holds Yesh Breira holds that the Chalois is Chal on that which is Oimid to be the Seif to Malotzeis. That means always you have an Oimid. So you have here 10 Psochim. So Mustome, the Seif to Malotzeis was Chal on the and that which was oimid, that he'll take it out later. Or the hazmone was chal, and the one that is oimid to be mazmin later. Now, which one was oimid? So, the man yomad holds yesh, but he holds later, we see which one he was mazmin, or which one he was miyachet to take out the maize. So, mistame, that was the one that was oimid mitchile, that the maize should be taken out, and it should be muzmin. So we say that the Goli Milsalam Afreya, that this was the one that was Oymed. That means that in order to make a Chalais, it has to be Oymed now. But I say later, the one that was chosen, that was the one that was Oymed to be chosen. The man Yoma that holds Ein Breire holds that it could be now this one was Oymed. And later there was a Hishtanus, and he was Mevara, a different one. So Memele, that is what Rashi says over here. V'chishokel lemocho dilme loy hani azmin. I mean, Rashi says, maybe he was mazmin others. There was, if you hold Ein Breire, there was Achalois Chal. A hazmona was Chal on some geizlis. But dilme loy hani azmin could be. So which one was it Chal? It was Chal on the one that was then Oymed to be chosen. And later could be there was a Hishinui and he chose a different one. That's what Rashi means. Dilma loy hani azmin. Maybe he wasn't mazmin these. Buhulay hizmin eskulon. He was only mazmin a certain amount. And he was mazmin those who were then Oymed to be chosen. And could be later, the Dilma loy hani azmin. He wasn't mazmin, these that he chose now. Could be these that he chose now were not oimid to be muzmin then. So that is if you hold Ein Breire. But al-Kaponim from Rashi, we see that the others are, if you hold Ein Breire, others are muzmin. But could be, I don't say that those he was mazmin now are those which were oimid to be muzmin then. The loy psochim harbe. So now we're speaking about, we have a mace was nifter and abayis, the loy psochim harbe, kulam psuchim, kulam sgurim. They're all open or all shut. So lochayra, there's a big problem. If all the doors are open, so the mace is in the bayis, and all the doors are open, so the tumah automatically goes out if the door is open. So the tumah will go automatically underneath the ledge. So you don't need seif tumah lotzis. There's no din of seif tumah lotzis over here. If the door is open, and it's under, so a peseich tevach is maybe as a tumah. This is a door of the bayis, So automatically, it becomes tameh. So Rashi, so the Rishash wants to say, kulam psuchim means the hepech of skurim. Skurim means locked. Psuchim means they weren't locked, but they were shut. They were shut. They weren't locked. And he says, Fakert, you have to say that. He says, because how do you learn Shah and the Mishnah otherwise? Hameis bebayis v'loi psochim harbe kulam tmeim. Niftach echad mehem. So what's that niftach echad mehem? The Rashi says, do a kulam psuchim. So what's that niftach echad mehem? How do you learn Shah and the Mishnah further? So kolchoch niftach echad mehem kulam psuchim. Now niftach echad mehem. So kolchoch pshat is that before they weren't shut. They weren't locked, but they were shut. And niftach echad mehem means that one opened up tak. And now the door opened up. So we see that it's aimed to go out of this door. Niftach echad mehem la'acher mises hameis. Hu tomei ben kelim demikore ben kelim dublesoif amuvoim loy mibachutz, because we said before all are tomei. And now one is niftach, so this is zikha seif to malotzeis. No, I skipped over. Kulam tmeim, loybsach makulam suchim by kulam skurim. Kulam tmeim, kol kelim hamunochim bechlal hapsochim, all the kelim which are in the cholol of the Pesach, means tachas oyveyatikra shel Pesach, it means all the kelim which are underneath the mashke, tmeim. Even though it's not under the gag amayel al hameis, and we said before, there's a door that is mafsik between the mashkeif and the oyel hameis. So Rashi here says, shegozu chachomim tume al mokim shuderech Yitzias HaTumah. So Rashi says it's at the Rabbonim, that the mocking with the Tumah will be taken out, Shasayfi Lotzis Derech Shom. So they said even before it is taken out, it is now Tumah. V'kan ein onu yoidim be'ezu yitzienu. Now we don't know which one the mace will be taken out, which one is the Seif Tumah Lotzis, is Hilkach Kulam Tumayim. So all of them are tummy. Since all of them are potential seif to malotzeis, so all of them are tummy. So Rashi says, "V'kan ein anu yoidim ve'eza yetzianu." We don't know from which door will be taken out. Hilkach kulam tmei. So all of them are tomei. All of them are tomei. Rabbi Keveger in the Chidushim asks that l'chayre underneath, let's say you have 10 psochim, you have kelim underneath all the 10 psochim. So we don't know which one, but theoretically one is tomei and 9 are toya. So Rabbi Keveger says, so why doesn't the tomei dikekeli become bottle to the toya dikekeli? So why are they all tummy? That's Rabbi Keveger's kasha, and Rabbi Keveger wants to say that from the lotion of Rishonim it would be seen that it's avadai tummy. That means since each Pesach is a potential seif tumalotzeis, and there was no biru yet, which Pesach it will be yoytze, so memele, They're all vaday tomei. V'kam inonu yoidim be'eze yoitzienu hilkach kulam tmei. I don't know if the Lashon of Rashi is mashma like that, but al kaponim, that's the Rabbi Keveger says such a Lashon. Rabbi Keveger says that minatere b'teili b'shar kelim. It should be bottle. The dochayre kaidim she niftach ye bottle kol kelim beroyv. Derech moshul she yesh kan gimel psochim be'ein seif elotzeis rak be pesach echot. אם כן יסבטל כלים שבפסח אחד בשני פסחים אחרים. ובין סצ'ה ספורה, כמו שכוסו וקרייסי ופלייסי הספורה לעניין קליפה, היכד אין ידוע באיזה צד נוגע דבוטל חד קליפה בחבותו. קרייסי פלייסי says an endless ספורה, if you have a חתיכה, a חלק of this חתיכה became also, and I don't know which חלק, so I say that it becomes bottle, it's like it's the קליפה of a chelik of the clip of the basa became also, so I say that this, and I don't know where it is, it becomes bottle to the roiv of the clipa of the basa, which is mutter. Zulash shen noima, b'yisoy ta'inyin, dekivin she'eina yadua be'eza pesach yetzienu, have ke'ilu soif tume lotzeis bekulam. So it's safe to melotzeis bekulam ocheilo kulam psuchim. So like that, vekulam tmeim bevadai. Chedemoyre loshin harash v'arosh v'aholis v'adayin tzorchim. Like it's very unclear how we can say this according to what we mentioned before from Rabbi Chanan according to Rashi. I mean, if we say Rashi, filu yohod, afilu yohod ein breire, but pshat is the zikher, one that is oimid now, that the tumah should be taken out, but later I say what happened later is not muchach, that this is the one that was oimid now. If there was one that was oimid now, so then it's very difficult to understand how all could be tumah. The pashas of Loshen of Rashi would seem kamen yoidim beizah yetzi, and I don't know which one it'll be. Hilkach kulam tmeim, all the matome misafik, and each one is without a biru, so misafik, I have kalim there, they're all tome misafik. Niftach echad mehem la'acha misas hameitz. What is the din if one of the doors were opened up after misas hameitz? Who tome? Bein Kalim Demikor, or Kalim Demikor was Tome because each Pesach was a potential Saif to Melotzeis. Bein Kalim Delibesaif, Amavoyim Loimi Bachutz, that are brought later, so those Kalim are also Tome because now became this barer that this is the door that will be Saif to Melotzeis. The kulam tahirim and all the rest of the psochim atoyer ledivrei hakol mekmina lohu. Everyone is moide. The moide hakol mikano lahabo bekelim amulvoim lesoichan achi kemi bachutz. The vadi bode niftach mapikle. That means that everyone is moide that the door that was opened up mistome that door. The mace will be taken out, so all the other doors now are not safe to Melotzei, so Tumah will not go through the other doors. So Memele, so if we bring Kalim later, those Kalim are Toya. So the Baal Rashi is saying, Kulam Tmeim is going on the door which was opened up, say, Bekoidem HaPsiche, Ben La'acher HaPsiche, and the others are Toherim, La'acher HaPsiche. So that has nothing to do with Breya. Arbo al arbo, bekar shiru sheroi loitzois meisim, that is a shir loitzois ameis. Matzeles al kol apsochim. Now, what if he was mechashiv that he's going to take it out from one Pesach? That's matzel al kol apsochim, beletame, ki ilu niftach. So just like it was niftach, since he was mechashiv, he's going to take it out, so just like it was niftach. Ah, now we have Machloikis, Beisilu, and Beishamai, when was he Machashev? Beishamai said the Machshav helps only if he was Machashev before the Meis died. So Memele, so Beishas the Meis dies, we know that this is the door be taken out of. Af Mishe Yomus Ameis, and Beisilu says, Af Mishe Yomus Ameis, Ukasalke Daitach, the Bebreire Pligi, that the machloikis, this machle that we have here, two halachas. We have here niftach ha-pesach, and then there was no machloikis. And now we have evchishav loitzioi, so there, Beis Hillel says that kulam tahirim and beisham yischoili, כסל כדאי תח דבברירה פריגי, דמחלויקס איזם ברירה, ובקלם שאויו בהן בין מיסה למחשבה. The kelim which were underneath those psochim, בין מיסה למחשבה. בישמי סוברי, לא ימרינן, הוברה דמייקורי דייטי להוכי. We don't say that since he decided now to take it out of this door, that before his das was also oimed for this door. But a yoda tumelashar psochim could be before his das was for a different door. Now he changed his mind. But I say that the one he decided to take the mace out now, that was the door which was always oimed for the mace to be taken out from that door. So the way the Gemara learned now that Beis Hillel holds Yesh Breire, Svir alon de beniftach echad mehem, nami havi pligim bekelim de meikor. So the first case, we didn't have a machlokes there, it said, niftach echad mehem, so it says in the Mishneh, Hu tomei v'kulon tahirin, and they didn't bring down a machloikis. So the Gemara held now that the niftach b'hem nami have a pligi bekelim demikore. That means the kelim which were there before the psiches hadeles. So those kelim will provide to be a machloikis beishame in Beis Hillel, according to Beis Hillel, the kelim which were on the other door says this. But tahoyrim de katoni la'el divrei hakel bekelim de mikano lahabo. So the Gemara learned now that there are two cases in the Mishneh where we say toya. So by niftach echad mehem, so the Mishneh does not bring down a machloikis because the Mishneh is speaking about mikano lahabo. Mikano lahabo zicher, it is toya according to everyone. And the Mishneh, when wanted to bring down the machloikis of Breire, so the Mishneh said it in a different case of Chishev, it was Mechashev Lohitziyoy, and there the Mishneh brings down the machloikis that Beis Hillel holds Yesh Breire, so Toir means Lamafreya, and Beis Shammai holds Ein Breire, so it'll only be Toir if it was Mechashev Koidem Amis. So that is the Gemara's kasha. The Gemara's kasha is that we see that Beis Hillel holds Yesh Breire. So Ibazoi, so why does he have to say, when he's Mazman, does he have to be Mefaret, which one Zevizani Noitel, which one he wants to take, which one he's going to use in Yontif? Let him say, I'm taking from this Shevach, and which ones of these Shevach, that'll become this Barah. In Yom Tov, because we say Yesh Breire, that's the Gemara's kash. So the Gemara says, no, you're learning wrong pshat in the Mishneh. Ha'itmer alo, we learn pshat in this Mishneh, Omar Rabbe, letayer es apsochim mikan olahaba. That the machloikis, Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai, by chishei loitziyoi be'echad mehem, if machshava helps, is not a machloikis if it helps l'mafreya. L'mafreya, everyone holds ein breire. Well, the shaila is, if mikan lahabe, if the other doors will become toil. L'tayres apsochim mikan lahabe. B'chein omar rabbi shaila, l'tayres apsochim mikan lahabe. Mikan lahabe in l'mafreya loy. Let us see Rashi. Ho'it meralo, Ba'afilu Beis Hillel less lehu huvra. Beis Hillel also does not huvra davla mafreya. Be'ein metarim ele kelim de lebesayif de lachem achshav. Only metar the kelim which were brought underneath the psochim, the other psochim, not the Pesach. He was mechashiv to take it out of Pesach Aleph. So Pesach Beis and Gimel, if a person will bring a keli under Pesach Beis and Gimel after this machshava, they'll be toyer. Aval harishayim tmeim, but those who were under that the kelim which were under Pesach Beis and Gimel before the Machshava, it's Tomei Afilu, according to Beis Hillel. Ubei Shammai Metamim Esachroinim, and Beis Shammai holds that the later kelim which are brought underneath Pesach Beis and Gimel are also Tomei. The Kosavri Mishayolda Teiras Tumei Lepsochim, since there was Chal Adin Tume under the Psochim, that these Psochim are Tome Altsoif Tume Lotseis, Lifne Machshove B'Mises Hameis, before the Machshove B'Mises Hameis, Shuv Einei Oile Mehem Alla Al Yedei Maise. So now only a Maise can make these doors Oisoif Tume Lotseis. Kigoy Niftach. That means if a maisa was done with one of the doors, so this maisa makes that the other doors are not soif to malotzes. Ubeniftach echad mehem loipligi midi. So that is pshat in the Mishnah, the way the Gemara wants to learn now. The Bemison, everyone holds ein breire. No, the shaila is, if a machshove to take out from one door, can that be metayer mikano lahaba the other doors? Beis Shammai holds, since it was Chal Adin Tumah on the other doors, so Memelem, so it's not Nifka without a Maise, and Beis Hillel holds, Afila Machshove will also help. Rabbi Chonon wants to be Mevayer the Machlokes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel as follows. He says, Beis Shammai holds, the Bishor Shahoya Soif Tumalotzeis, that means before there was any biru on which door it will be taken out. So then all the doors were potential Soif Tumalotzeis. Ischal ala Pesach din ze la'ilam. So ischal adin that this door is a potential Soif Tumalotzeis. It's a tumah on this door. So it's this din ischal already. So it can't become nifka ashe yizbatel al yedei maise. That means the chalois was a chalois loilam. This is each door is a seif to malotzis like a door. So you have to. So now that it was chal, you need a maise to be mevatel. And Beis Hillel holds she tumosayhu mipnei she bechol sho hu oimed liyos seif to malotzis. Gam achshav b'shozu loy mibnei shenase mitchilosei loze aladin atume mischadish olav tomit neishe gam achshav soif atume lotzeis boy mishemochim chishav lohitzi b'pesach achar shuv ein din tume mischadish olav mamei lotoy. So Rabbi Chonon explains that the machloikis Beis Shammai in Beis Hillel is, was there, when all the doors were in a matzev of seif tumah lotzeis, was it chal a tumah ilomi on this mokim already? Or it was chal a tumah b'chol rega v'rega? Beis Hillel holds that every rega that it is oimid tumah lotzeis mimenu, so it's tumah. But the tzad, the efsharus that the tumah will go out, that's metamet b'chol rega v'rega. There's ischatshes ha-tumah b'chol rega v'rega. So memeile, if he's going to this, so on the next rega, why will it become tummy? Because the next rega, there's also a possibility the tumah might be taken out from this door. So the possibility b'chol rega v'rega is metamet the door for this rega. So the minute he decides that he won't take it out of this door, so memela, so the tumah becomes bottle. There was never a chal adin lachalutim on this mokim, that this is a pesach, that's tummy out, the din of seif tumalot, says. Bechol rega v'rega, when there's an afshoris, a possibility that the tumah might go out, so that's mahava the tumah. So the minute it becomes a biru that it won't go out, she'd only about to be mahavad the tumah. Beis Shammai holds that it was already chal lechalutin on each door, since they were potential seif to malotzi, so it's chal a tumah then already. So you have to be mafkia this tumah. Not you have to be mamshech the tumah, you have to be mafkia the tumah. To mafkia the tumah, you can only be mafkia tumah al yidei maisa. So that is what, so the Gemara is for entering the Kashe by saying that Beis Hillel also holds Ein Breire. So therefore it's very good why Beis Hillel holds, you have to be Mevarer, Erev Yontev, Zeh V'Zeh Ani Noito. Rava Oma Lo'oilom L'mafreya. Rava says no, that's not pshat in the Mishnah. That what Beis Hillel says, that what Beis Hillel says of Chishev, so it's toyer, it means lemafrei, it's toyer. All the other psochim are toyer lemafrei. V'hochu haino taime. Say bezoi, so let's get back to your kasha. So you ask the kasha, if Beis Hillel holds yesh breire, so why does he have to be mevare erev yontif? Which geizlus he wants to use? Let him say erev yontif, those which shall be mevare tomorrow, I'm Asman today. And for the Gemara, v'ochi aine taime dilme metaltul v'shovik. Metaltul v'shovik. Ka metaltul midi d'loi chosilei. Let us see what Rashi says. So Rashi says, rov oma loilam lamafreya nami metaren beisilu. Beisilu is metar lamafreya. The Islahu Breire, they all Breire, Vahoche Bemasnis and Haino Taime, the Tzorich Levar Veloime Eilu Ani Naito. Dume Lemocho, Metaltel Uboidik Hashmeinim Vishov. Maybe, what did he say? He said, those which I'll be Mevarer tomorrow are Mazmin today. So maybe tomorrow when he's mevara, so first it'll be metalto beboidik hashmeinim, it'll be boidik some which look shomein, vishoviko, and then he'll say, no, this is talking not really shomein, vishokal idach. So that's true. Al tzedin of yesh breire, the one he decided to take, that was huzmen lemafreya. But till he came to this decision, he was metaltal other ones. He was testing other ones. Nimtze metaltal mashaloi hizmin. So in this process of being mevarer in yontif, which one he wants to use, he could come to be metaltal geizlitz, which he has no intentions to use. He only was mechaven to be masmin, that what he needs. Not all which he was metalto. Hilka, some emelem. So come out if you're attacking in the lumdus of the lumdus of yesh breire, his asmona will be chal on those he eventually will pick out. But in this process of picking out, he'll be being metalto other geizlis, which he will decide not to use, and these geizlis taka were not minamuchan, so these geizlis are mukze, so come out, he was metal for mukze. Hilkach. Oimel zev zeh ani noito. Therefore, erev yontev, in order to avoid this problem, he says zev zeh ani noito. I'm just gonna take from this kan and this kan, finished. Ulamocha al koche han yudishokos. So then yontem, he can only take these, and these were mezumin, is memela, so then there won't be a tiltal of mukta. Frag de gemore va amrit va oimel zeve zani noito sagi. The gemore ani mili merev yontem. Aber beyontev also the zimdem de mishtakri shmeinim krushim u krushim shmeinim meketaltol midi de leichozile. Let us see what Rashi says. So Rashi says, v'amret v'oimid merochik. You say according to Beis Hillel, it helps when he stands far away. V'eini minane yesagi. Alme leibodak me esme la krushim v'ashmeinim. So by standing far away, he wasn't mevarer then which are the krushim or which are the shmeinim. Va'akati ikal meichish. So weiter, he wasn't mevarer. If you don't have to be menaneas, he wasn't mevarer. So just like you say now, kozman, there's no birur, there's a chash, he might pick out others and there'll be metaltal krushim. So memele here, he also wasn't mevarer. So you have the same kshat. So the Gemara says, no, hani mili merev yontev. That's true, he wasn't mevara. But if it was erev yontev, klai meheche diyoda me erev yontev da hani hu da azminon. If Erev Yontev, he knew that he's only being mazmin these, the su, so then it doesn't matter, bein shein krushim, bein shein shmeinim, le shokol achinik, so then he knows he can't take others. That means if he's mazmin them Erev Yontev, the Azmon is Erev Yontev, so then he knows that this Azmon is fartik. He can't change his mind. And he also knows he was not Mevara of Yontev, which are the Krushim, which are Shmein, but Afal Pekin, whatever he was Mevara, that's what he has to use. So Memele Dil Zichinat via Tiltol and other Geislis, because he knows the other Geislis, there was no Azmon. Avol Beyontev, but Shebo Levarim Beyontev, if he says Erev Yontev, I'm Mevara. I mazmin those I'll choose in Yontev, Shabbal Abam Yontev, Klaimish Loi Biril Dvorim Beboidye. So Erev Yontev, he did not explain which ones he wants to take. Vesaymech, he'll take the one he chooses in Yontev. Vesaymech Abadikas Mocha, Sheyivdekas Kulam. Then he'll have a chance to choose, and he'll pick out the ones he wants. So Memele, the Zimnin, the Mishtakri, Shmeinim, Krushim, Krushim, Shmeinim. So Memele, Oysam, Anirim, Shmeinim, Lamare, Einayim, Nimsoim, Krushim, Bemishmushim. So Memele, first they'll take those who appear to be Shmeinim, and then they'll be Mamashmish, then we'll see that they're really Krushim. So, La Krushim, Nimsoim, Shmeinim. So Memele will come out that he was Metalto, Geislas, which were Mukze. These were mukze. Inami, or the Gemara says another teretz, zimnim de mishtakri kulu krushim. He might find, that means if he did not decide what to use erev yontiv, and he said, I'm mazmin what I'll choose in Yontif. So then, it could be when they'll start being boidik in Yontif, we'll see that kula krushim. Bisholik lohu, bisholik lohu, and he won't eat them at all. He says, because there was never, he only decided to eat what he'll choose, and they'll see there's nothing to choose from, so he won't eat. He won't eat pachlau bosa. Bosilim nuim isimchis Yontif. Rasi Rashi, Nami Gasini, Nami Zimnim de Mishtakhil Kulu Krushim. Say, won't need anything, come in the Misim Cheshantev. The Chos Ayedesh Le Birer Esmel Dvov. And this will only come about because he wasn't Mevare what he said yesterday. Lefikach Somach Al Sheke. That means, he said, I'm Mazmin what I'm going to choose today. Relying that he'll have what to choose from. So he relied that there will be toivim, and that's what his intentions were to. That's what his intentions were to eat on Yontif. Lamach and Nimtzu Kulam Roim, so he won't eat it at all because he had different plans. He had plans to eat the Shnayim Ashloishim toivim. So he assumed one thing will come out that it was a wrong assumption. Avukshata Maskike Levarer, but if you tell him before he has to be mevare what he's going to eat yontif, so he doesn't rely on anything because he himself knows that he doesn't know in reality if those he was meichen, if they're take krushim or shmeinim, but he was machlet, he's going to eat this yontif. That was his das to be mazman, that whatever they are, I'm going to use them. Above a night long below in mimna, so then we can be assured that he'll eat them yom. Let us see Taisus. Beishami oimrim, bohu shachishab olof, misilul oimrim, af mishayom shamei. So Beishami said that machshava only helps if he was machashev before the mace died, and Beisilu says, Af Mishayomas. Because Salke Daita, the Gemara's having it was, the Marvi Bekelem de la Mafreya. So Taisva says, and Beisilu holds Yesh Breira, and Beishami holds Embre, Vuhu Adin, so if that is the, if there's a Machloikis by Chishe, Vuhu Adin, the Pligi, Shenichtach Echod Mehem, when one of the doors was opened, that you'll also have the same machloikah. So now it's also nizbara which door the tumor will go out. Ubekeilim de mafreye. Vaho de koma leel niftach echel mehem hu tome behein tahirim veloi pligi bei shamai. There's no machloikis there. So lechei taisvies nyamer di kakash, lechei that both of these cases are tziyurim of breire. And according to Beis Hillel, the toile mafreye, and Beis Shammai is nilchaylik, mayre bekeilim aboim achar kein sham. So the first half of the Mishnah is speaking about the keilim mikano lahabe. So that's where it says toirim, kulam toirim, with adam achloikis. The keilim mikano lahabe is kulam toirim. And the second case of Chishev, here we're talking about the Kalim that were there lemafreya before the Machshove. So there we have a Machloikis, Beishami, Beisila. V'teime. So Tosfos asks, Amayru de Kekash. Ad pligi bechishev, liflegu beniftach, u bekalim de lemafreya. That means, there's two eifanim how you could be mevarer which door the mace will go out. Could be mevarer can go out by the door was open, or can be nizbarer by machshove. So why in the first case? So why did he bring down the machlokes? If the machlokes is in breire, so why do you bring down two cases? In the first case, we won't talk about the Kalim Lamafreya. The second case, we'll talk about the Kalim Lamafreya. You can talk in the first case also about the Kalim Lamafreya. So the first, you can have one case. And in that case, Kufa, you'll say that the Machlok is Beishami and Beisilu. Beishloima de Nokat Chishev, Mishum Revuse de Beisilu. Ichatan Chishev Mishum Revuse de Beisilu. The afilu b'machshove, the alma pligi, even a machshove, they hold the moyel lahatzel kol apsochim achay. So he wanted to tell us a revusa. He wanted to tell us a revusa. Now, b'ashom mutzitzich, we have to understand that the havamin of the Gemara held that machshove also helps. There's no machloikis if machshove helps mikano lahabe. That's later the dichy of the Gemara. The Gemara wants to say, no, everyone holds ein breire. And there's a machloikis if machshove will help mikano lahabe if you need a maise. That's the dichy of the Gemara. But the Gemara now held, everyone holds a machshove will help. Everyone holds a machshove will help. And to be metired. And the machloikis is a machloikis in breire. So what is the difference? Taisa says, the nokat chishev mishum revuse de beisilu. Ichapton chishev mishum revuse de beisilu. Afilu b'machshove da'alme pligi demoye lahatzel kol apsochim acherem. So you have to understand what the revuse is of a machshove. If everyone holds a machshove, it could be mevarer, that this is the Pesach, that the tum is Eimed Lotzeis and the others are not, that everyone holds. And we hold Yesh Breire, so you have to understand what the Revuse is. Lichapton abazundere tzir, to tell me Beis Hillel holds Yesh Breire b'machshove. You have to understand what the Revuse is. Machshava helps Mikan Alab according to everyone, and Yod Yesh Breyer, Salt Lamafreya. Avol Taime. And now Taisis has a different kash. Nisraf is very good. That means Kozman was in Nisraf, it was Oime to be taken out, and Lamais is something happened later that it was Nisraf. So, but told that it was Oime to be taken out. So all the Psochim were psochim that the safe to malot says. Nishar hameis bimkoimoi, so it remained there, so it comes out, it's never it's never going to be taken out, so it wasn't aimed to be taken out. You have to know, I mean, what the safe to Melotzis is. Why are they talking about safe to Melotzis if it remained there? It's aimed to remain there. And you also have to understand how this works. If we say Yesh Breire, so we say whatever happened later, that was aimed to happen before. The Chayim say this by Shema Yiboka Hanoid, so we say that if you hold Yesh Breire, so if later was Yiboka Hanoid, so it was aimed all the time to be like that. So there never was any hafrosha whatsoever, because it was oimed not to become mufresh. So darf man euch et verstehen. So if it was nisraf later, so lochair we should say, so it was never oimed to be taken out. Like the chayim say, b'shem yibok anoit, if you hold yesh prayer, it never was oimed to be nifresh anything. So why are the... Why are the psochim tamei? Let us go further. Zok the Mishnah. Zimein shchoirim umotzo levonim. A person was mazmen erev yontev, yoinim shchoirim. He comes in yontev and he finds white ones. O levonim umotzo shchoirim. Shnayim umotzo shloisha. He was mazmin two in the skan, and now he finds three asurim. So these yoinim are also shloisha, because this is not what he was mazmin. He wasn't mazmin three; he was mazmin two. So either this is a different three, or a kaponim, it came, one of these three are not muzmin, so Mamele, he can't eat any of them because he doesn't know which one of the ones he was mazmin. Shloisha umotza shnayim. What is if he was mazmin three and he finds two? It's mutorim. So that's mutor. So I can assume that mistome, the three that were there erev yontev, so two of these three remained. They were there erev yontev, some of two remained. One went out. So Kapono, I don't have to be chayish that all three went out, and this is a different pair. B'soich ha-kan, what happens if he was mazmin the yoinim that were in the kan? U'motzo lifnei ha-kan, and he found no yoinim in the kan, he found them lifnei ha-kan. We'll see in Rashi later what this means. Asurim. Im ein sham Elohim, arei elu metorim. There's only Elohim, we'll see what that means later, Sareil Matorim, then those which are Lifnei Akan are Mutter. Let us see what Rashi says. Zimin Shchoirim, Loi Hoyo Shom Oit. So Rashi says over here, these were, he was Mazmin, all the Shchoirim. All the Shchoirim in this Shaiver, or in this Khan, he was Mazmin. And there weren't any more Shchoirim. My Rashi is to say this, we'll see later. Ulamocha motza hakei levonim. And then he finds all of them are levonim. Vadai hamizamonim hochalem. Ve'elu acherim doslo me'alma l'shevach. So these are different ones. Ve'chein shnayim umotza shloisha. Ve'enei maker es hamochonim. Is kulam asurim. So they're all also, because there's one that's not minamucha. Shloisha umotza shnayim mutorim. Ha'echot holach, they can assume one went away. Veshnaim nisharav lamrinan hoyel ve'echot holach kein holchul kulam. The other two also went away. Ve'elu acherim. I'm not mechuyev to say that. There were two mizumonim here from Erev Yontiv. I can assume they remained here. Zimein b'seich hakan umotzo lifnei hakan. U'b'seich hakan le'motzo klum. Re'elu asurim u'bigmorim b'forish lo. Let us see what Rashi says later in the Yud Aleph, on the second shura. Rashi explains what Lifnei Hakam means. Lifnei Hakam, derech kol shoivchen liyeis ma'at min dafa liye boileit chutz l'mechitze shel kol kam v'kam. So that extended out after the Shoivach, Visham Hayoinim Yoitzim La'aver, there they go out for Aver, V'noichim Sham Kirtzoinam, and they rest there, it's breezy, it's out in the open, V'choizrim Lekan. So there was a daft that projected outside of the Kan, and that's called Lifnei HaKan. So it says, if you have no one in the Kan, and you just find now Yoinim outside of the Kan, so it's also, you're not permitted to assume that these are the Yoinim you were master. Frag the Gemara, Pshite, what is the Chiddush over here? He was Zimein Shchoirim, the Motza Levonim, so he can't use the Levonim, Fashteitzach. This is not the Yoinim he was master. Omar Rabbe Hoche b'mayaskinen kain shezimein shchoinim olavon. No, the Mishnah is speaking about that he was mazmin shchoirim olavonim. And shchoirim were in Kan Aleph, levonim were in Kan Beis. Vehishkim umotzo shchoirim b'motzo b'mokim levonim, olavonim b'mokim shchoirim. Now we see shchoirim are in Kan Beis, and levonim are in Kan Aleph. Mao de Taime, Hani Inu Ninu, these are the same Shchoirim Olavonim. Aye, what happened? Misapuchi Yisapuch, they changed Kanim. But these are the same Shchoirim Olavonim, he was Mazmin. Kemash Melon, so the Gemara says no. Hanach Ozdu La Alme. No, I have to assume those who were in the Kanim went away. And these are different ones that came in. That's how it happened that the Shchoirim came into the Kan of the Levonim and the Levonim came to the Kan of the Shchoirim because those who were the previous Yainim who were living there left and the different ones came. Zok de Gemore, Leimim Messayele le Rab Chanine. So this would be a riot, Rab Chanine. The Omar Rab Chanina Roy veKorev Aloich Acher Haroy. The Omar Rabaye Bedaf Ochenami Bedaf. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, "Kegoin shezimein shchoirim olavonim b'shnei kinim." It was mazmen in two different kinim, shchoirim olavon. V'chol akinim uvdolim b'mechitzes v'aliyas kederach kol shoivchim. Asuin aliyas harbe. There's many floors. V'chol aliyah yesh b'mechitzes harbe. Vehishkim umotza, vahochi kama. Zimen shchoirim bekan ze. Umotza boi levonim. Ulevonim zimen bisheni umotza boi shchoirim. So we assume that they weren't nischale, but they left and others came. So Mar says, I bezoi, it's a raya, the Rab Chanina, that we say, roi vekore, faloich acha roi. Abchanine bebobe basche beloyachbe, roi vekoriv. Himbo meise lefoneinu. We have a meise. Viesh litloisoi, and we have two tliyas. We can be toile bedova hakorev loy. That I have, let's say, a machel. And there are two eifanim where it could come from. It could come from rubed alme, or it could come from this mokim hakorev. V'yesh litloisoi b'dova ha-korev loy, I could lahatir oy lesser, that means if the dova korev is mutter or osser, so I could say this comes from there, so therefore be mutter or osser. V'yesh litloisoi acha haroy, le'inyin acha chilof ha-korev. I could be toiler that it came from the roy, and then I'll say the opposite of what the kor was. If the kor was mutter, the roi was also. So Rab Chanina said that the birur of roi is better than the birur of korif, so you assume that it came from the roi. Umas nisin nami hochi oma, the Mishnah is also such a case. The ikel metlinu lahani shchoirim ba'isim shoyu esmel bekan shebetzida. Now I see shchoirim in Kan Aleph, and yesterday they were in Kan Beis. So I could say the shchoirim came. They came from Kan Beis to Kan Aleph. V'chein alavonim v'loimel nepchu. So Mimela, I could say that would be a tliya in Korev. That Mistome, it came from the Mokim HaKorev. V'loy talinen, v'natoyle ela omrinen, me'alma osu. We say that they came me alma umeruba pirshu. I say fakir that they came from the oilon. So lachayre it's an often a raya to Rav Chanina that roi v'korev hoichlam achel horoi miyoko bosa korev. So Mor says kli yomar abayi lekamon bedaf sheyesh daf lifnei hashoivach boilet v'yoytze mimenu. Vishom boim v'yoshvim yoinim de mealma todim. So on this daf, yoinim da alma kam. Sheyereim likonis lekam. They don't go into the kam. They she oison shebekan migarshnes kola boleim. They won't enter the kam because if the kam is occupied, they'll be kicked out right away. But they stay on this daf. The daf is everyone can come on the daf. So now, when those who are in the shayver decide to leave, so those who are on the daf go in. So maybe the suffix that I hear, that it came ma'alme, is not samazay ma'alme, it's from the alme that was on the daf. Hilkach asurim, so therefore there's also the havalu kulu kroivim. So everyone has a mile of korev. Shebedaf, mishebekan. The those in the kan are korev one to another, and those on the daf are korev to the kan. Hilkach zil bosorub. So therefore we go bosorub, so there's no raya for atchanim. Now, Rabbi Nechananu says Pshat. Rabbi Nechananu says Pshat as follows. Chagoyim de'ike bedaf ahu, acherim harbe shchoyrim ulovonim shloi zimen oysom. So Rabbi Nechananu says Pshat, that on this daf there were more shchoyrim ulovonim than there were in the camp. So memele the chayshine shem meyaisin shloizim mehem shem roi. So that they came nimtza asurim rubin akroivim lefikach kamhem asurim. So the Rebbe Nechananu says pshat that on the daf there were more shchoyrim ulevonim who than there were in the kan. So each one is korev and roi of the yoinim are on the daf. You have more yoinim on the daf than in the kanim. So, mamela, you go, bas the roif. You say it came from the roif. Rashi is not clear. Rashi doesn't seem to say that. Rashi says, v'sham boim v'yoishvim yoinim de me'alma todir. That means they come yoinim me'alma. Shireim rikonis lekar. But Jainim Alma, but it doesn't say how big the staff is, and it doesn't say that there were more on this daf that there were in the Kanim. So the Bichas Avram wants to say Pshat and Rashi, he wants to say that, he says, could be that the daf is not a big area, and on the daf, you have the same amount of Jainim which are in the Kanim. Afal Pikain, since on the daf, the yoinim me alme go keseida on the daf. That means you have a multitude. That means even though on the daf at one time you could have the same amount as you have in the kanim, but al kuponim you always have a steady flow of yoinim which come to visit the daf. So the rubi da alme that rests on the daf, everything goes into the suffix. That means, let's say, 8 o'clock, you had, let's say, there were 4 yoinim in the shoivach, 2 and 2, and you had 4 yoinim on the daf. So you had 4 yoinim on the daf, also 2 and 2. But you had 8 o'clock, 4 yoinim, and then 8:15, these went away, and you had another 4 yoinim. So all these yoinim who settled on the daf go into the suffix. maybe it's from these four, maybe it's from these four, maybe it's from these four. So memele, so therefore you can be mitzaref rube da alme kineged those who are in the kane. And then he wants to clear a shayla. He says it could very well be that even though, let's say, the daf could only hold, let's say, three yoinim, and the kanim can hold four yoinim. So memele, so the there's really a roiv of the kanim kineged the daf. But since you mitzaref all the different yoinim who settled on the daf, so you still have a roiv of yoinim da'alme kineged the yoinim which are in the kanim. So memele, and each one is a mile of korib. So memele, then you go basaroy. Zok the gemara weiter shnayim umotzo shloisha asurim. If he left over two and he found three, it's also monosha. If these three are a different pair in Ganson, so achinininu. So he was masben a different two. These are three. V'loy achinininu. If these are not a different pair, so that will assume that the two that were here remained here. But there's one that is mixed up with them, which is not muchan. So memele, so, and he doesn't know which is the one, so therefore he can eat any of them. Zok Rashi manavshich, perushi de maslis ni kloima, lahochi yasurim, de manavshich latirim, manavshich loima latirim, what could you say? Manavshich loima latirim, what could you say to be matel? There's either one of two possibilities, either this is a new group, or there was a hisof on the old group, or whatever it was. Whatever it is, you don't have the yainim, which were, you know, claw, which are minavucha. Let us see Taisvis. Ikechad the ma'arabu. Vimtoima vili bottle berube. So Taisvis asks, and this sad that the two muchendikis remained, we only have one that's not muchend, so let her become bottle berube. Vieshloima, so Taisvis says two terutzim. The balechayim le botli. The chivi, a balchai doesn't become bottle. Inami avalei dovo sheyesh lei matirim lache yontif, or dovo sheyesh lei matirim afula be'elef lei bottle. Now, I don't know if there's a shayla from the einig yontif, a famous einig yontif, that clears a shayla if the din bittel, because of the din bittel, one can get the milus of the roiv, or the din bittel is only shaylo the chesaron from the miyut. For example, let's say the normal din bittel is, let's say you have three chatiches of basar, one is nevela and two are shayrim. So I say out the din bittel, the nevela, you shaylo that you take away the iser from the nevela, becomes bottle, the iser shaboy becomes bottle. So mamela, there's no iser. But let's say you would need, the problem isn't an issa, the problem is you need a maila. For example, a person will have chutei tzitzis that were nitva shaloi lishmo, and they became nisarev with chutei tzitzis that were nitva lishmo. And you have raiv of the chutim were nitva lishmo. Is there a din bittel that you put on the miyut the maila of the raiv? And they get a din of nitva lishmo. Can you put milus also on the miyut? Or the whole din bittel is a misalik the chesaron. But if it needs something else, you can't get the mile of the roiv through the din bittel. That's a b'shaila in the einig yontif. So I'm just wondering, l'chayre, the din of mina muchan is that a sudah shabbos is. The Sudah Shabbos is choshuv, and you can only eat minamuchan. You cannot that can only be served bechinu asher shayaviyu. That Shabbos only muchan the kedvarim can be eaten. So l'chayre here the din bittel l'chayre you need a positive hachana over here. L'chayre, I mean the third yaina I can't eat is because it wasn't minamuchan. L'chayre, it would seem from Taisves that the din bittel can be maisef milus also Al the day that in bitl can be moisef milis and the meat gets had in mucha.